No! Henrik sliced his hand through the air. What kind of backstory is that? You were betrayed by a man. He took your virginity.
He did? Beth blinked.
How dare he?
And now you're on a mission to steal the innocence of every virgin man you meet,
Henrik surmised, as though he was explaining something very complicated to someone very stupid.
Got it, Beth winked at him. I'm Beth the Great Defiler.
Silence met her declaration. Before sudden applause broke the silence, each of the goblins was clapping.
I want to be Beth the Great Defiler,
Fred muttered, his clapping half-hearted at best.
Next time, Henrik promised him. Now we need to come up with Lelou's character. Oh, I have one,
chimed Pen, his smile stretching to take up half of his ugly face.
Lelou the Lovely, a lovely warrior fairy in search of a great foe.
A Demarcus, Henrik shouted.
What's a Demarcus?
Pen asked.
It's a powerful demon that can only be vanquished by true love's kiss,
Henrik replied, looking as serious as Beth had looked when she had said the same thing.
Oh,
chimed the others, sounding mystified and impressed.
Lelou the Lusty,
Fred broke in. Why am I lusty? I asked, confused. I thought I was a warrior fairy.
All warrior fairies are lusty.
He cast a look at me that said,
obviously you didn't know that.
Lelou the Lurid,
Cobra chimed in. Nope, I replied, nope, to all those ideas. Except the Demarcus vanquishing thing. I liked that.
Lelou the Laidback,
Kendall suggested, apparently enjoying our game.
Not even close,
Beth muttered. How about Lelou the Lawless, I decided, cutting Beth off before I could be insulted one more time.
That's the one, Henrik decided. We have a lawbreaker and a defiler, and now we're ready to go. And I'll be Kendall the Kindly,
Kendall quickly said, when it became apparent that none of us were concerned with assigning her a nickname. You're already Kendall the Scamming Backstabber, I told her.
It's got a ring to it,
she shrugged.